Hi, this is Andy Butcher, the editor of Christian Retailing Magazine, and welcome to our April editorial podcast. This is when the editorial team takes just a few minutes to step aside and talk about some of the products and items that we've noticed during the last few weeks and the things we're going to be working on in the coming month. And each of us get the opportunity to bring to your attention one particular new product from the many new releases that come across our desks that interest us and we think are going to be of particular interest to retailers in the days ahead. So let's start with Felicia Mann, our online editor. What have you brought this month, Felicia?
Well, this month I'm excited about Divanomics by Michelle McKinney Hammond. I know many of us know her as an author of singles books. She's written over 30 books, and she has a television show and things like that. But what's interesting to me about this book that she has coming out this month is that she discusses how women live so extravagantly. And in her books, her previous books, she talks about living extravagantly. And in this one, she's saying that, you know, you shouldn't really live like that. And so I think it's an interesting turn that she's taking in this new book that's actually targeting finances. So I'm interested in
Divanomics. Okay, Divanomics. So I'm excluded from reading that one, I guess. Okay. Okay, moving on, we've got Chris Johnson, managing editor. Chris, what have you brought to our attention?
Well, I was just intrigued by this cover and title called What Did You Expect? And it's from Crossway by the author Paul David Tripp, and it's talking about marriage. And he talks about redeeming the realities of marriage. I think so many singles go into marriage with rose-colored glasses, and Paul David Tripp is going to help them not to trip over that when they do get married.
Right, and he's a well-known name from some previous books he's written on marriage and relationships as well, so a name that will be familiar to many retailers. Thanks, Chris. Okay, we're welcoming now for the first time to our monthly podcast, Danielle Tomlinson, our editorial assistant, the star behind the scenes that keeps us all on track. Danielle, what have you picked out for us?
Well, my pick of the month is called Flirting with Faith by Joan Ball, and it's the publisher is Howard Books, and the release is in May. It's actually a story about a woman who was an atheist and always saw, you know, Christian believers or faith or people with faith in general as emotionally and physically and intellectually weak. And she goes on to talk about this dramatic conversion of coming to know God. And I find it very interesting because to see it from an atheist perspective and how she came to know God, she said she literally was struck Christian and suddenly became a churchgoer. And I think it's very interesting. It would I think many readers would love that.
Right. And very timely as well. We've had a whole emphasis on the new atheism and atheist titles and so on. It's nice to see kind of a response to that. Eric Tionce, our news editor.
Well, my personal pick this month is the third book by Kate Goslin of John and Kate Plus 8 fame. The third book is also from Zondervan called I Just Want You to Know, with the subtitle Letters to My Kids on Love, Faith, and Family. And it's going to be hitting bookstores on April 13th. And it's probably not coincidence that she's currently on ABC's Dancing with the Stars. And she survived the first round of cuts last night. Now, I did contact Zondervan, and they told me that she is doing interviews, but they are very limited for this book. When I talked to her 2 years ago for her first book, which was Multiple Blessings, which has sold more than 500,000, she was available to everybody. Now, a lot has happened since then, of course. Meanwhile, Family Christian Stores, the leading Christian retail chain, has canvassed shoppers to decide whether to promote I Just Want You to Know. As of earlier this week, the book was still not being offered on Family's website.
Right, very interesting. I mean, certainly just in popular culture, I mean, if you look on in the popular magazines or online, she has become, for whatever reason, a fairly kind of a divisive kind of character. You either seem to love her or you don't. So it's going to be very interesting to see how that plays out in Christian retail stores. And I think the first print run is going to be like 400,000 for this latest book.
That's correct. And I think that Zondervan is hoping that she'll be on Dancing with the Stars for as long as possible. When the book comes out, then they can probably,
Write some of that. Right.
So.
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, my pick this month is relates to a very well-known title at Christian Retail, The Five Love Languages, Gary Chapman. He sold 5.5 million copies since it was first published in 1992. And within the next few weeks, we're going to see Shipping to Stores DVD presentation. I'm kind of scratching my head surprised that it's taken so long for a natural fit for a DVD like that to arrive, but it's finally going to be coming. It's going to be distributed by E1 Entertainment Distribution, and it's from a program made by Public Television, actually, up in Detroit. They brought Dr. Chapman in last December to do a presentation for one of their fundraisers, and now they're going to release it nationally. So I think that is going to be obviously really big for our store. It's going to retail for $14.98, 65-minute programs.
And he does seminars all the time that are very well attended, so I'm sure they would want to use that.
Absolutely, yeah. I think that's going to be very, very strong. Well, those are our personal picks then this month for April. Moving into news and some of the stories we have been working on and are going to be working on, obviously the biggest news really for the industry within the last week or so is finally we have a new leader for CBA, Eric.
Yes, he is Curtis Riske, who is only 43, and he's been on the staff of CBA since 2007. And he has served as an interim executive director since Bill Anderson, the longtime president and CEO, left last October.
Right, and Curtis is well known to us, having served as a member of our editorial advisory board for several years before he joined CBA, and he obviously has a background of 10 years with a store out in Oshkosh in Wisconsin. What's the reaction from people in the industry to his appointment?
Well, I think glowing is probably a good way to describe his appointment as the new head of CBA. Everyone from ECPA president and CEO Mark Kuiper said that he's an excellent choice. Retailers said, Lorraine Valk from Banner Books Parables Christian Store in St. Joseph's, Michigan, says he's got great qualifications for the position. So no negative so far. Obviously, he's a retailer, current retailer, not a former retailer. So haven't had that in a while, I'm sure, for CBA.
Right. And it's going to be interesting to see that they've also announced a slight shift in their management or leadership approach now, because Curtis is going to be serving as the executive director, and they're not going to replace Bill Anderson as president and CEO. So that suggests maybe more of a board involvement, maybe even member involvement, a kind of a bit of a philosophical shift, it seems, in the way the organization is run, or certainly perceived by its members. So that's going to be pretty interesting. Other big news, of course, in the last week or so has been the DVD release of The Blind Side, the Oscar-winning movie there. And that's caused some ill will at Christian Retail, hasn't it, Eric? What's happened?
Yes, it has. We found out that Word was distributing it to Christian Retail, but only through Family Christian stores. This was only after it was reportedly offered to key Christian retailers, who turned it down because of some of the content, like language in the mm-hmm. movie. So some stores, some big stores, have complained. Actually, outrage is probably a better word to describe their reaction to this exclusive deal through Family Christian stores.
Obviously, because, you know, with its strong Christian content, it would seem a natural fit for the Christian audience, even if some of those stores feel a little uncomfortable with the content. And that would seem to be backed up by news we got just this morning with the first week sales. One of the industry film folk posting on their Facebook account today saying that, according to the sales statistics, that within Christian Retail Channel alone, it shifted 38,000 units in the first week, which is an astonishing number.
I think it was actually closer to 39,000.
Is that right? Yeah, so, you know,
figures.
Really significant numbers.
Yeah.
So clearly, for some stores, they're feeling maybe a missed opportunity or a reduced opportunity because they weren't able to take advantage of that exclusive. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out in the future with maybe you know, any further exclusives and distribution programs that come on. Well, as we look ahead to April 2, later in the month, we go to music, and we have the Dove Awards coming up towards the end of the month, going to be presented in Music City, Nashville. Felicia, just who are some of the nominees this year we need to be thinking of?
Well, this year we have a couple of really great nominees with Song of the Year, we have Francesca Bettistelli with Free to Be Me and I Will Rise by Chris Tomlin. Looking at male vocalists, we have Jason Crabb and Brandon Heath and Donnie McKirkland. And for our new artists of the year, we have Crystal Aiken, who won Sunday's Best, that competition, along with Carrie Jovi and a couple other artists who are just Johnny Diaz and things like that. So we have a really great lineup of people at the April 21st Dove Awards.
Right, and April is a key time again for Christian retail with music, the Dove Awards. It's an opportunity for stores to promote and sell off both the nominees and then the award winners. So a pretty exciting month because there's another set of awards, some of which are closer to our home, and that's the Christian Retailing Retailers' Choice Awards, which are going to be presented at our own The Gathering later this month. Danielle, what can you tell us about it?
Yes, like you said, the winners are going to be announced at The Gathering, which is going to take place on April 21st to the 23rd at Southeast Christian Church in Louisville, Kentucky. And we had more than 275 products nominated in 32 categories. And it looks like this year that Zondervan and Thomas Nelson actually dominated most of the categories, especially in books. As a matter of fact, in our backlist, all top three finalists are from Thomas Nelson. And it also, Word Entertainment dominated in the music category this year. All three of their are also our top three finalists. Tyndale was also a contender as well. They have quite a few in the top. So it'll be very interesting to see how that turns out. And everyone can find the full list of the finalists at www.retailerschoiceawards.com.
Terrific. Thank you. And then the list of the final winners will be announced the following day, right?
That's correct.
Great. Thanks, Danielle. Okay, turning to books and Bibles. What's key this month, Chris?
Well, I noticed in book reviews that our very own Dwayne Hamby, who put this together, who's no longer with us, unfortunately. Dwayne has moved on to moved back to Tennessee. And in book reviews, though, he has a review by Beth Anderson of Edge of Apocalypse, which is Tim LaHaye and Craig Parshall's new book kickoff to their new series called The End. So let's see if we have another Left Behind here. This is from Zondervan.
Great. So what else is happening with books and Bibles?
Well, releasing this month is The Rage Against God, How Atheism Led Me to Faith by Peter Hitchens, which actually is the brother of prominent atheist and author Christopher Hitchens. I don't know if you remember, but he wrote God Is Not Great. And what Hitchens is saying in this book is that he's really trying to capture both the atheist and the Christian audiences. And in a form, he's also combating some of the points that his brother made in his previous book. It seems like it's really going to be an interesting read that he's going to come out with.
That sounds like that could go well with Joan Ball's book as well, then, huh?
Right. Yes, Zondervan recently released two NIV verse-light Bibles called Find Hope and Find Love. These offerings are highlighting things in the scriptures that are verse-light, quote-unquote verse-light. Obviously, it's the New International Version, along with selected verses on subjects such as hope and love. And the edition centers on prayers about finding love. It'll be available in August, and both of these hardcovers are for $24.99.
Right. Just to be clear there for people, that's verse light, L-I-G-H-T, not L-I-T-E, right? So the idea is that it's illuminating the scriptures. We're not like shortening them or abbreviating them.
No, that's
right.
Correct.
Good, okay, thanks. DVDs, still strong categories. We mentioned The Blind Side. Interesting title it's going to be shipping to stores this month is The Secrets of Jonathan Sperry. This is a 1970s era movie. Three young boys develop a friendship with an old-time guy, kind of in their small town. Likely inspirational, but made by a Christian production company. As I mentioned, Rich Cristiano, the man behind the movie, actually made the film Time Change that came out back in 2002, which was very well received critically and in stores and in sales. And so that's going to be interesting to see how that goes. That also, again, stars Gavin McLeod from The Love Boat. People may remember him. And the movie comes out now in stores, but it had a fairly strong theatrical release, which was where churches were encouraged to sponsor screenings in their local towns. So although there's not been a lot of marketing and promotion behind it, there's a fairly strong level of word of mouth, you know, awareness of the movie out there. It's going to be interesting to see how that goes. Switching back to Chris again, what's happening with regards to gifts, the gifts market?
Well, P. Graham Dunn has just finished up their annual dealer conference, and then they had a spring cowboy fair afterwards. I believe that was open to the public with barber author Mary Connealy with her cowboy fiction. She was doing some readings there. But during the dealer conference, they had Dr. Tony Evans there as the guest speaker, and they had Curtis Riske, CBA's executive director. So we hope to follow up with P. Graham Dunn to find out exactly how the conference went. And also, Abbey Press has now shut down its catalog division. It's very interesting because last year they mailed out 6.5 million catalogs, and this has been going for many, many years, and they have laid off 34 staff. It's been in decline for a while just because of the market, but they are certainly continuing with their trade efforts under abbeytrade.com.
So. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you. Well, we'll let you take just a brief breath, but tell us now about the bestseller list. What's happening there?
Well, once again, we see the dominance of Max Lucado and of Francis Chan. We have Francis Chan at the top of the CBA list with Crazy Love, and also we see at the top of the ECPA list Fearless, Max Lucado. And actually, it's Crazy Love and Fearless on top of CBA, and just the opposite, Fearless and Crazy Love on ECPA. So no big surprises there. It's interesting to me to look back and see that some of these are on backlist for our Retailer's Choice Awards. Finalist Love and Respect, Emerson Egerich's, and that's a Thomas Nelson title at number 10 on the CBA list.
Great. Thanks, Chris. Now, our April issue is now out and available, but we also have some additional content in our April digital edition. And for stores that maybe only have perhaps limited access to print copies, everybody can get their own free digital subscription online where they get all the print content plus some extras. Tell us a little bit about what extras available in April, can you, Felicia?
Yeah. April is actually a really great issue. We have a good amount of previews and trailers that we have on our website, like John Ball's Flirting with Faith. We have a book preview so that retailers can see more about what the book is about, and To Save a Life, that video DVD, we have that trailer. And we also have, we've highlighted a Q&A with Robert Liparulo, and we've put the entire podcast Q&A on in the digital issue. That way, if you haven't gotten enough, you can listen to more in our digital issue. And we even have some audio interviews with some other people. Just if you flip throughout our entire digital issue, there's numerous things you can click on. You can go directly to certain advertisements, and you can just really access everything easily. One last thing, we have our very own Andy Butcher and our David Condiff, who works with us as well. They're discussing The Gathering, so you can get to hear a chat with them about The Gathering, our upcoming event.
Great, thank you. That's a nice segue to my closing comments with regard to The Gathering. Coming up in Louisville, Kentucky, April the 21st through the 23rd, it's our opportunity for stores, church stores, independent stores. We're going to have chains of representatives there as well from across the country. Indeed, as far away as Hawaii, you're going to be there. It's an opportunity for us to get together, to do business, to train, to get to have fellowship, to be inspired, to learn, and also take an opportunity to think about some of the really critical issues that are facing the industry in the coming days. We have, you know, the digital publishing world that's changing so many things, the continuing impact of the economy. So real time, just to take a couple of days aside and to be hopefully encouraged, equipped, and inspired for the rest of the year. And it may seem like it's coming up soon, but there's still time to join us. If you want more information, you can get that at our website, www.christianretailing.com. And thanks for listening in. I hope you'll drop by again next month when we get together to pick through our mail and our mountains of material and sort out what's going to be coming up in the month ahead.